Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Au cœur de la forêt d'écorce filandreuse du nord-est de la terre d'Arnhem, un groupe d'éducateurs culturels de la communauté Yolnu transmet son savoir sur la médecine de brousse à une nouvelle génération de médecins des Premières Nations. Ce stage à distance organisé en partenariat avec Flinders University de South Australia explore les méthodes de guérison traditionnelles tout en développant une sensibilisation culturelle aux pratiques modernes. Un reportage de SBS News.
Bulu, my buddy. I will say kololo, 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 which means welcome. Welcome, welcome to this beautiful land of ours.
Dans la région d'Arnhem-Land, au nord-est du territoire du Nord, Mayalil Marika, une aînée de la communauté Yolnu, partage ses connaissances en médecine de brousse avec des étudiants sur le point d'obtenir leur diplôme universitaire. C'est une expérience d'apprentissage viscéral, utiliser ses sens pour apprendre, l'odorat, le goût et l'écoute.
It's bush medicine. We eat them like that, raw, or we make juice. And it's for flu, any flu, everything. And have a smell. It is very strong, but yeah, that's bush medicine.
Les élèves apprennent les noms autochtones des plantes et leurs utilisations. Des connaissances étroitement liées à la terre et à la tradition orale d'apprentissage.
The karaka trees are here. It's everywhere. The outer bark is used for painting. Maybe you've come across paintings somewhere around here, around the camp, or the shelters. It's used for bark. But it's the inner part. That was used when we had that COVID. Flu, itchy throat, and for your whole body. Your whole body. It can heal you. And it goes real deep. But you'll have a taste of it.
Les étudiants participent à un programme d'apprentissage bidirectionnel de médecine de brousse, organisé par Flinders University en Australie-Méridionale. L'apprentissage peut durer de 6 semaines à 6 mois. Mayalil Marika affirme que son enseignement est un moyen important de préserver le savoir et la culture des Premières Nations pour les générations futures.
That's the story of the waterways, the fresh water and the salt water. And the song lines that are connected to each and every tree. There's two moieties, Dua and Yiricha, but everything blends.
Sarah Jane Salmon, étudiante en dernière année comme infirmière à l'Université Flinders, habite à Wiradjuri, au centre de la Nouvelle-Galles du Sud, et elle dit que cela a été un honneur d'apprendre les méthodes de santé et de guérison de la communauté des Yolnu.
The wisdom is beyond anything you can ever imagine. It's amazing being able to go out bush and listen to their stories and their families and their history, and it really it's amazing, and there's no experience like it, and I feel so grateful to be a part of it. Yeah.
Elle affirme que cette perspective est un élément qui va influencer son approche du traitement des patients à l'avenir.
I believe that like nursing and health science and medicine is all about, you know, your patient-centered care and that holistic care. So being in community and really bonding and connecting with community from the roots is where it starts, and how you make those relationships and connections.
Tameka, étudiante en physiothérapie, a pu intégrer le programme grâce à un partenariat avec l'Université de Canberra. Elle affirme que cette expérience a été une véritable révélation.
There's a couple of programs that there's a lot of chronic kidney disease here, so just over this weekend, I've met people that are doing research in renal disease and things like that. And through that, I've now got research papers that have been made and done on Indigenous community to prevent renal failures. So, and how to keep them active while doing dialysis and things. So just this event, with the networking and meeting new people and having a yarn to different people, has just been like so great in so many different aspects.
Comparé à la population générale, les aborigènes et les insulaires du détroit de Torres ont 5 fois plus de risques de développer une maladie rénale et 4 fois plus de risques d'en mourir. Tameka explique qu'elle mettra ses connaissances à profit lors de son dernier stage dans un hôpital de Canberra.
It's just been a completely different way of treating. You've got the clinical side of the way that we've been taught, the way that we think and things like that. But having to bring that into the cultural aspect is has been really interesting. So, you know, understanding the difference between the men and women and the way that they function and they function together and separately and what can and can't be done together has just, you know, is just incredible. Like, you know, and trying to work out different ways of how to interpret that and how to get it working within the community.
Richard Fijo, propriétaire traditionnel de Larakia, est l'aîné du campus de l'Université Flinders. En tant que membre des Stolen Generations, il se passionne pour l'amélioration de la santé des Australiens autochtones qui meurent en moyenne 8 à 9 ans plus tôt que le reste de la population. Il dit avoir été extrêmement heureux de voir les étudiants obtenir leur diplôme avec des connaissances en médecine de brousse.
I think it's really important to actually demonstrate that we actually have a beautiful culture. So out here, Yolngu talk a lot about gurutu or kinship, and this is a system that most Australians are unaware of. But through the systems, we're able to interact better with Aboriginal people and Aboriginal patients. And if the doctors have an understanding of this, we're actually setting a standard that can be applied across the board in different disciplines for better interactions with Aboriginal people, amounting to better outcomes across social determinants of health.
Et il dit qu'il voit déjà des changements.
And everything we're doing here in the cultural space is about improving the doctor-patient relationship. This is how we contribute to changing better health outcomes. A complete different and new class of doctor. So one of them was telling me a story about an Aboriginal patient who was in Adelaide. They didn't know how to talk with this Aboriginal person who wouldn't talk to them. And so this doctor who did this program just sat down and started talking softly and gently and saying, "What's your name? Where are you from?" And saying who she was, where she's from. And then the patient had a different encounter, and that allowed the patient to open up. And I think that's really important, because with this program, a lot of the students actually get to reflect on themselves and their culture. And what's key here is communication and how we can improve communication, verbal and non-verbal as well.
Ce dossier de SBS News de Emma Callaway et de Biwa Kwan a été présenté par Jean-Noël Ducasse pour SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.